Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tammy LC and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Chia, yeah, Red Gab in the building, Knockout Kid on the beat, check it, hey, yo. Tammy LC and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth freeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Mannheim. Hey. From the A-State to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And all the promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy LC and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey yo, Tammy LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yo, Tammy LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl, Tammy, and with my amazing co-host, Tasha, we are Artist Connection. We are back with a spanking new episode of This and That, and as always, we're going to present you great topics from celeb talk to remedies to health tips, beauty tips, and a little bit of politics. Yeah, we're going to just mix it up very, very good. But at the end of it, it's all going to be a great message, positive, motivational, spiritual, and uplifting. That's what we do. How are you doing tonight, partner? And are you ready to get the show started?
I am so ready. I was like jamming to our intro as usual. As always. How you doing tonight? I'm good.
I'm good, partner. I'm ready to get the show started and talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on in this world. And there has been a lot going on in this world.
Ooh. Yes. It's been a lot, partner.
It's like, where do we start, right?
I know. I'm like, man.
I always think it's always great to start off with your hot topics because you always have the amazing celeb talk, stuff that I don't usually keep up with as much, and that's why I'm so grateful to have you to do that. So I'm just going to let you handle it.
Well, you guys know this is my favorite thing to do. I love the celebrity gossip. I'm so nosy, which is why I enjoy it, and I do it for myself. That's the thing. When we first started, you know, that was how it basically began. It's like, you know, I was telling you, like, did you hear this? Did you hear this? You're like, what? Like, no. So let's just get right on into it, y'all. Let's just go. Okay. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is, of course, the Portia Williams and Candy Burris beef, which is on Love and Hip Hop. They're on Real Housewives of Atlanta. You get them all mixed up because there's so many of them. But Portia Williams, of course, claimed on the last – well, I don't believe they had an episode after that. But the most, I'll say, the one everybody was talking about was when she claimed that Candy Burris, which is the – you know, she's, of course, Real Housewife of Atlanta. She's been on there for a while. But she's also, you know, R&B legend pretty much, you know, lead singer of Escape. Portia Williams claims that she basically tried to rape and drug her, along with Candy Burris' husband, who, oh Lord, they've been accusing them of basically trying to have threesomes and drugs and sex and the whole thing. I watched her Instagram live where she was explaining it, Portia Williams, and I don't know if it's something that's to her maybe lighthearted or whatever, but someone threatening a drug and rape you, that's really not what I would consider to be tea. That's dangerous, and if that really happened, you need to be trying to get a protection order. You know, I just felt like she was talking about it so a matter of factly, you know, just like, well, you know, this happened and she said that she was going to do this and it's all these other people in it. And, she, you know, it's completely hearsay. She never said that Candy told her this. This is from other people and all this stuff. And what happens is, if this is a real concern for you or this is something that you felt like was so real, you need to go to the authorities. You don't need to be using it in a fight or argument, because we wouldn't have nothing to fight or argue about. I'd be like, wait a minute, I'm staying away from them. Protection orders are set up, lawyers. You know what I mean? Like, no. But Portia, you know, she's younger than me. So, you know, maybe that's one of those things. But I don't play with threats, especially anything like that. That's a real threat. You know what I mean? Candy, of course, blatantly denies that this is any truth to this. And unfortunately, nobody was there. So it's just drama and hearsay, but that's what the Real Housewives do. And also, if this is a plot line or a story, I'm not here for it. I think it's real whack. But we had to talk about it because it was a trending topic. You know, we try to only talk about trending topics here. So I thought I'd bring that to you. You guys, you can look up the information and, you know, basically leave it to your own devices. If you agree with Portia or you agree with Candy personally, I'm not really here for either one of them. So for me, I really don't have an opinion. I just, you know, had to tell y'all, you know, how that goes.
I was going to just ask you on that part now, because, you know, I didn't keep up with the rumors, the messy, you know, stuff that's going on. Actually, I never really watched that show, to be honest. So what is, like, friends at first, right? And then they just had a fallout, and then all of a sudden one accuses the other? Is that how it went down?
Well, you know what? With those women, yes. I mean, I believe there was some sort of friendship. And I don't watch every episode, I'll be honest. I really haven't watched them in a couple years. But I do, you know, when things happen on there, I'll watch the episode just to see what's going on. But they were a friendship, I guess. Not a real true friendship the way that Phaedra and Candy had. But, of course, that's long gone. They're not even friends anymore. But they were, you know, friendly enough. And definitely to go from friends to being accused of rape is, you know, or trying to rape somebody is real deep. But what I realized about that show, the friendships are fake anyway. That's how I feel. I mean, I don't see any real loyalty or anything on that show, because they let fame and fans determine how they feel about each other, and it tears them apart, you know. And we see that too with the Braxtons. You know, the Braxton show is going to be, I believe it already premiered the first episode, maybe not. But same thing with them. They've been fighting for years, and they're blood sisters. So, that goes along with all of it. You gotta kind of throw people under the bus to stay relevant. That's their business. That's the nature of the business, and it just gets messy.
Yeah. It sounds very messy, all that stuff that's going on, and it's like it's administered from, like, behind the scenes, and to throw, you know, salt and all kinds of stuff in it to make it, I guess, like you said, relevant and dramatic.
Yeah. Right.
People, unfortunately, you know, feed into that stuff. Yeah, that's kind of sad. But, yeah, let's go on to the next one because, you know.
Right. I know.
Hopefully it's not true. I mean, you know, hopefully it's not true. And if it's not true, those type of allegations, like we said before with the, what was it, the Jocelyn accusations with the child molestation. These type of things are, you know, you don't just, out of spike, bring up, you know, rumors like that. That's horrible. So if it happens, this needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. But if not, come on. You don't just make up stuff like that. That's horrible.
It is. And that's the thing. I'm like, you guys are dealing with serious slander, okay, of character. I mean, that's no joke. But we are, like you said, going to keep on pushing. We're also going to get into some more tea. And this one I got from watching Unsung. See, you never know where tea happens. It just happens anytime. I was watching Cases Unsung. Case is a 90s, 2000s R&B crooner. You know, I love his music. I love his voice. But he was talking about a relationship between him and Wendy Williams. Not a relationship. He said they messed around or whatever. And Wendy Williams was so mad about it that she went and put on the radio. She was mad that basically he, you know, they messed around, but it really wasn't anything real and he wasn't taking it serious. And he claims that she allegedly said that he was gay. because she was so mad that he didn't want to settle down with her. So this is another case of, you know, first of all, I want to say this. If he was gay, you know, that's his business, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. However, when you start airing out people's business and all that stuff, you know, you A, you got to get it right and be honest, especially if you're any type of journalist, as Wendy Williams, you know, of course, she's, you know, shock jock radio, but lies, you know, just creating lies and stuff, that's a bad look. And
They always turn to the gay story, don't they?
Right. Like, it's such a
lazy read.
Like, it's such a lazy read. Like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, especially because now it's nothing. If you come out and you say you're gay, they're like, oh, okay, good for you. It's like, or, you know, or whatever. It's nothing, you know. But back
right.
in the day, it really hurt artists' careers, you know, to come out like
yeah.
that. It's sad, but it's true, you know. And he thinks, of course, that that may have been, you know, a part of his downfall. Yeah.
Right.
So, and she was, if you guys watch any Unsungs with anything R&B and hip hop, just hear how Wendy Williams' history, a lot of people have felt the burn, whether it's true or not. They felt Wendy Williams' wrath, that's for sure. So that was
wow.
a interesting tea.
Yeah, that is some tea. That's some tea that I was just sitting like, okay.
I know.
But like I said, it's always, they always want to throw in the, oh, he gay, right?
Right.
And, or,
right.
well, with Vivica Fox, it was almost the same. Like, didn't she say she was looking his booty?
Right. Right. He was like, that don't make me gay because she held me down. Oh, my God. That was,
that was straight.
Put the kiddies away for that conversation. I was not ready for his clapback on Vivica Fox, if you guys don't know. Vivica Fox went on TV and accused 50 Cent of being gay, and his clapback has no chill. I don't know why she came for him, because if he got any dirt on you, it was coming out.
It was, yeah. I was like, really? And then, you know, like the big, you know, social media, the big old topics everywhere trending.
Uh-huh.
I was like, are you serious? This is what's trending now? Like, come on, people. Now, I'll tell you one thing that was trending, and still is kind of, and that had my attention because I'm from the old hip hop era, you know, when Remy Ma came and, you know, threw shots towards Nicki. Now, she answered, let me rephrase that. She only answered because, you know, Nicki started this whole thing, as we all know.
Right.
Well, a lot of people don't
right.
know, and they think Remy Ma just came out to make herself relevant. Not true. Now, I heard it. I listened to Sheetha. I don't know, have you?
Oh, my God, yes, I did.
So,
you know I did.
enough said. I mean, she killed it. She killed it. I mean,
she
that
did.
Was lyrical murder. I mean, wow, right?
Oh, my God.
Remy Ma is
and as
dope,
a hip-hop,
I'm sorry.
Right, and look, as a hip-hop head, as a true hip-hop head, she came at her by herself, okay? Nicki's response with 20 people with her, no, that's not how you do beef. So let's teach these young people how to do beef. Good job, Remy. I wasn't here for Nicki's clapback with features.
No, man. I tell you what, I mean, she won. I mean, I'm not trying to piss off the barbs or whatever, but come on. Like, you know, you have to give credit where credit is due.
She won.
And, yeah, she went. She went gutter.
In.
You know what I mean?
She went in.
I was like,
and you know,
did she just say that?
Right. And for those of you who are not hip-hop heads and stuff like that, it's basically a comparison to a singer that just kind of Mickey Mouse sings and a singer that actually just stands there, doesn't have any of the extras, and just delivers. That's how she did it in the hip-hop world, because she did it by herself. So that's a little way of you guys, you know, to kind of understand. But I'm telling you, it just I was listening, and, I, you know, I'll be honest. I like Nicki. I'm a fan of Nicki's. but I just was like, oh my God, because it was just so much. And
I
think because Nicki's been on top for so long, just to have this person come out and really come from nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Because we know Remy from back in the day, and we knew she could rap back in the day, but I'm just saying, from nowhere, and just come and snatch her crown, or even not even necessarily snatch it, just even move it a little bit is big. She did big things with Sheetha, so.
Yeah, she kind of riled up the hip-hop world again, like Kendrick Lamar did when he did all that. And it's like, yes, you know, that was it back in
the '80s.
That's
the spirit.
And '90s.
Yeah,
it was
the spirit of
hip hop. You know, hip hop, right. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's mm-hmm. all about that. And it kept it hot and interesting. And it was like, oh, you know, because the last big battle that I kind of remember is, of course, Pac and Biggie, which, of course, unfortunately ended, you know, not so
mm-hmm.
well.
Right.
But Nas and Jay-Z.
Nas and Jay-Z,
right. I mean,
Nas got them,
and
in
it's
my
still,
opinion.
well, you know, it's 50-50 opinion-wise. People say Nas had them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, I think Nas had it, too, because I listened to it over and over and studied the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, nah, man, he was badass. And, I mean,
I
Jay-Z,
and people,
you know, is the king, too many people.
Right.
Right. But Nas, yeah. Don't sleep on Nas, man.
Never. And you know, another one that doesn't get enough credit, but is one of the dopest diss records, beef records ever to me, is No Vaseline by Ice Cube. I mean, when he went for N.W.A.,
no,
he went for a whole crew. He came for their neck.
You're right. How can I forget about that? Right.
Man. It
that
doesn't
was
get
like...
enough credit, y'all. It don't get enough credit. He held it down by himself, okay? And it's a little racist because, you know, you're talking about some stuff in there. But at the end of the day, it's you know, it's the spirit of hip-hop, it's beef. But, yeah, definitely
it's
a little racist, a little homophobic, but.
Yeah, it was gutter. That really was gutter.
It was gutter, yeah, it was gutter. But good stuff, all in the spirit of rap, and it stayed on wax where beef should stay, so.
That's right. It should just stay there. You know, focus your energy and, you know, all your energy on that into the booth and that's it, you know, nothing else.
Yep.
No outside, no craziness. Just, you know, just respect it and love the game for what it is. So,
right.
You know, big up to the freestylers, big up to the real hip-hop artists out there.
Yes. And I want to mention before we go any further, I do want to mention and give a shout out to, we have some great artists that are coming on our show, and we were talking about hip hop and everything like that. I did want to shout out to Troop. He's going to be coming on our show. He's a new and up and coming artist, and his plan is to basically take over the world and get us to listen. So you guys be on the lookout for his new music. He's definitely going to be coming this way. And with us, we always try to spotlight artists. That's what we do here. That's our goal. And I know we have much, much more and many, many artists coming. Did want to shout them out because that's going to be our next interview. So,
right. And I'm so looking. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that young talent. And I'm looking forward to the track, to listen to it prior to our airing, and I'm really, really excited about it. And that is the core of our show and what we do on Artist Connection. And, you know, that's where the name comes from. We support artists from all walks of life. And I'm excited to get back into the whole, you know, Artist Connection, like the core
artist
of
connection.
What our show is about. That's right.
Yes, definitely. That's right. And also I wanted to mention, misspoke. His new song is going to be called Welcome to My World. So, Troop, we're
mm-hmm.
looking forward to hear about your world and what's going on with you. So, all right.
Yes, that's right. Really, really. Like, I don't have a whole lot of remedies today. I'm just going to say one remedy and I'm going to go right back to you, partner, because, you know, we kind of had some of those loopholes where we kind of missed out on, like, airing to you guys what was going on. Now, we keep up, mainly Tasha, especially when it comes to the e-news. But it's just one simple remedy, and it's about some fixtures, how you can get rid of stubborn stains from grease or, you know, grass, just oil, all kinds of stuff. Actually, how to get rid of oil stain is white chalk. Very simple trick, been used by my grandmother even, and it still works today. Deodorant, you can use dryer sheets to get rid of deodorant stains. A lot of people didn't know that. But I actually tried it. Coffee stains, baking soda for coffee stains. And you can all look that up later on my Pinterest because I always save those things to my remedies. Lipstick stains, rubbing alcohol, very simple.
Cool.
And I think those are some of these things that we keep in the house. Grease,
right.
Now, to get rid of grease stains, soda is very good. And also soda, like Coke, is good for your toilet, like the inside of your toilet to get all that nasty stuff cleared out. Put a can of, you know, I don't want to say just a fresh can of soda. Maybe, you know, you start drinking, it's kind of flat. Don't throw it away. Pour it into your toilet, and if you can, leave it in there as long as you can, and then clean it, flush it. Your toilet will look brand new inside, promise.
Wow.
Yeah, sweat stains, lemon juice. For ink, milk. Yeah, use milk to get rid of ink.
Milk for ink.
Stains. Red wine, you can use salt. Now, I have never personally tried the salt in red wine, but that's probably because I don't drink a lot of wine. But peroxide for blood. Blood stains, use peroxide to get rid of that. Yes, and I do know that in the medical field that is true. Grass stains, especially if you have kitties or dogs, you know. Vinegar, just regular white vinegar. Use that to get rid of that. And then for makeup, shaving cream. One thing I haven't tried either.
No way.
So if you have makeup, then, you know, I wear makeup, so I'm going to try the shaving cream. You know, got shaving cream in the house, never thought of it. So last but not least, any type of berry, a strawberry, you know, blueberry stain, whatever, just use boiling water. That simple. Yeah, to recap all of those little remedies, you can go to my Pinterest, Tamalisa Carmen, and just look it up. That's it for my remedies today. Don't have a lot of remedies. tips today because we don't have a lot of time, and, you know, I have thousands of them, but I just always like to share at least one or two on my show. So
awesome.
And I was also going to talk about meditation really. I just want to encourage you because, you know, I'm this guru. I just want to encourage everybody to take the time and look into meditation. And I want to do a show with your partner on my small talk. You know, remember the small talk, the other show air on, where if you want to, I want to invite you here officially on a show where we talk about and go into depth of meditation and the great benefits that it does have, because it clears your mind, improves your creativity, allows you to explore possibilities of your life, reset your priorities, improve relationships, you know, let you slow down, become more focused, reconnect with yourself, gain self-confidence, and become more independent. That's just like 10 out of 1,000 benefits meditation has, you know, the effect it has on your life. So, okay, I'm done with that.
Right.
But we're going to definitely go back into that, and I want to air like an entire show. It's just important.
That would be so
awesome.
I
just want to reach out.
Right, you know I'm down. Anytime you need me, no problem. Especially about, you know, well, you're always so positive anyway. But, yeah, but definitely meditation. I have my own personal testimony with that that I won't bore you guys with tonight. But I will say, for somebody who is so creatively crazy is what I call myself. It keeps me very even, and I have to do it a lot just to go, just to calm down and deal with regular everyday life. Because I'm telling you, I'm all creativity sometimes, and I need to not do that. but it does help
me, partner.
Focus it the right way.
You would not bore anybody because there's a lot of people out there who are in a place to where they would really, really benefit from listening to those messages. And there's so much to talk about in that era, in that field of meditation and, you know, focus and positive thinking and all these things that I think it would be anything but boring to listen to.
I was going to say that too. Not that it would – what I meant was we just don't have time for it tonight. But what I will say is that because the testimony is very personal and I can't get all emotional with it, but I have a very recent testimony about it, and I would love to share it with you guys. So we're going to get together. We're going to do that small talk. You are not going to want to miss this. Trust me. It's just going to really blow your mind because I know with Tammy, when we talk, oh, my God, when we go into self-love and meditation, man, it's on the phone. My husband's like, you guys should have recorded that.
We have like our own little radio show over the phone and our own session because we go from one topic to another. And Let me tell you guys, when me and Tasha on the phone, yeah, we can talk from baking a cake to what's going on in Italy right now, and oh yeah, and
right.
over there and in China. Like, we talk mm-hmm. about God and the world.
Everything.
That's the best
yes, we
way
do.
To put it. God and the
it
world.
Is.
So
God and the world. And speaking of the world, state of America.
Ha. Ha.
All right.
You wanna go ahead and start?
You know what? I'm gonna let you start, and then I have my two cents, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so since we have not aired since the new, you know, everything the changes, and you know, President Trump is the president now. We have not
mm-hmm.
talked about it. We really normally are not really political, are we, partner? We don't
no,
really talk about politics. We don't.
Unless
we
it
don't
runs
really
over the hot topics.
It.
We don't go into
oh,
it.
Oh, yes. If it has anything to do with hot topics, we probably. But, yes, yeah, so I've seen this clip, and it was trending all over my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. So Snoop Dogg apparently. Now, I don't know, you know, because I don't want to get them facts messed up. I don't know if that's
right.
an actual video. And if it is, mm-hmm. correct me, you may have seen it. I don't know if it's just. It was just, I mean, I'm not sure, but I've just seen a clip where Snoop Dogg was kind of like in art, quote unquote, because that's what people had called it, shot the president,
mm-hmm.
but not really shot him dead. It was like, see, I didn't want to get my facts wrong. But, of course, people
right.
interpreted as if he shot and killed him, which he didn't in the video, right?
Right.
It was just
right.
like he held the shotgun and then, what was the thing that came out? That's a shame. I should know
mm-hmm.
because
well,
I mentioned it on the show.
Right. Well, from what I heard, it was some sort of assassination attempt artwork that he did. What people were saying was art, but other people were saying. Bottom line, he threatened, allegedly threatened to kill Donald Trump or whatever. That's how people are taking it, guys. Okay. And,
right.
And, you know, with us, how we feel about it is that we didn't want it with Obama. We wasn't here for it, and we're not going to be here for it because it's Donald, you know, just because Donald Trump is a person to, you know, talk crap about because he's an easy target right now because he gives you so much material doesn't mean that he deserves
mm-hmm.
to die or even to have anything like that. And that's where we stand on anything like that. We're pro life and civil, you know, just being civil and being respectful. So we're not going
right.
to, you know, uphold anybody in their mess and threatening any type of violence, whether it's done, you know, however it's done. We didn't like it. That's
right,
pretty much
right.
how it goes. Yeah.
No, we don't. Now,
yeah.
you said a mouthful there because I cannot agree with you even, like, more on what you just said. He definitely has given not just us the world. You know what I mean? Like, enough
right.
reason to be mad and outrageous and trust me. He had me.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting
oh,
here
yeah.
like, I don't
oh,
even
yeah.
know how to put this. Like, he
oh,
had
yeah.
me. And I'm a very
yeah.
positive person. And people that know me, I'm an optimist by choice.
Yeah.
I try to see the good in everything. Like, to the point
right.
where I would even, like, had to avoid getting into arguments because people were like, oh, pink bubble has nothing to do with a pink bubble. I just tried
mm-hmm.
to distance myself from all the negativity, but there is just some things you just can't overlook. And I ain't talking about Snoop. I'm talking about our president, our current
yeah,
president.
Yeah.
And there
yeah.
were things that came out of his mouth, not things that I just read or
oh,
heard
yeah.
about. No, that he said
yeah.
made me ill, okay, make me sick
right.
to my stomach, to the point
right.
to where I even had to go out and make a post on my own Facebook
mm.
because I was upset.
Mm.
Because I was like, you know, technically I am a refugee as well. I mean, okay, I got a U.S. passport. My dad was American. I'm a U.S. citizen, but I did not grow up in America. I was not born here either.
Right.
So technically I feel like I'm a refugee too.
Right.
And having that said, I just, it's a lot. It's a lot. Like I said,
it
I don't
is.
Even want to pour all my energy into it.
I
but
know.
I do get where
yeah.
people get outraged and all that. But at the end of the
mm-hmm.
day, we do have to keep our sanity for our own good. For
right,
our own good.
Right.
We cannot let that stuff destroy who we are as people.
Right. You can't lose yourself in it.
Mm-hmm. If I get mad and outraged, my blood pressure goes up, I get upset and do and say whatever, that's not going to change who we are. It's not going to change him.
Right. Nope.
He ain't losing no sleep over my angerness, my blood pressure, my stroking out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I'm hurt.
And from
a spiritual, like a lot of people are.
Right. And from just a spiritual angle, guys, if you believe that this man controls your tomorrows, then you have bigger problems than that anyway. So we got to stop. Mm-hmm. We got to stop with this mess. Okay. He does not control your tomorrows. God is bigger than anything, in my opinion. So, with that being said, we have devoted enough, in my opinion, to this to this mess and this man. But
you're right.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
Snoop,
right.
That's a major right. Snoop for me. That's a major L. I love your music. I think you're a legend. I think you're amazing. I think you'll be bigger than this. And I think you just, you know, I get it.
He shouldn't have done
it. I get the outrage and the anger, but
But
I don't.
He could have did it in a
condone.
More.
Right.
Yeah, we don't condone to that. We don't. But if it's art, like a lot of people say, you know, there's other ways to express your art in a positive way. Don't be like the enemy. I mean, you know, I'm saying like in general.
Right.
You know, in general,
how
don't
can
be
you
like
hate
the enemy.
What you're become, what you become. You can't hate it and then go and do the same thing. It's all hate. It's all wrong.
Right.
So we are done. We're off our soapboxes. You guys, it goes so fast this time. Oh my God.
Well, we're done with the political part.
Right.
We are
right,
done.
Right.
We got 5 more minutes that we can dedicate to something completely positive.
Positive. Oh,
positive. And that is more shows.
Yes.
More artists.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, partner.
I have a little bit of a segment called New Show Alert, and I just wanted to do this because it's so many good shows. And, partner, if you have any good shows, feel free to jump in. These are the three shows that I'm going to endorse, okay? Well, it's four, actually four. Okay, so Trial and Error is a new show that just came on, I believe it's on NBC, I believe. And it's Sherry Shepherd is in it. It's about this guy. It's a comedy, guys, 30 minutes long. And it's basically about this guy who is accused of killing his wife. But it's a comedy, okay? And it's hilarious from start to finish, I promise you. It's a little quirky, but I'm a little quirky. And I really enjoyed it. And shout out to Sherry Shepherd because she's hilarious. She has all these different illnesses, but phobias. It's hilarious. Trust me. Watch that show. And it comes on Tuesday. So check your list, you know, your listings for times and stuff, but it's so good. And the next thing, Dave Chappelle, his show is coming to Netflix. His comic stand up March 21st, guys. I believe that's Tuesday or Monday. I think it's Monday. It comes on Netflix. So y'all know we got to be over there. It's Dave Chappelle. Like, come on.
It's
going to be hilarious. Like, you don't even have to say anything else. But it comes on Monday on Netflix. And then there's a new show that comes on Wednesdays. It's called Star. And I love this show. It's so good, guys. Like, seriously. You have to watch it. It stars these three girls, and they're up-and-coming singers. And that show has so much drama. I'm talking about... It touches on so many subjects, but it does it in a great way. Queen Latifah stars in that show. A lot of the up-and-coming girls, you won't really know them like that. I mean, maybe if you follow them and stuff. I didn't follow them, but those girls, they're super talented, all of them. And I love, love, love the show, and it keeps the drama. I'm telling you, I'll be on my edge like, wait, what happened? So it's a good show. It comes on Wednesdays. It's called Star. And my last show that I'm going to promote, so those are your new shows. The show that you need to be watching the most is Underground. Underground is what's up. I am not playing. I'll be honest, I didn't get into the first season until very recent because I was like, I don't want to talk about slavery now. You know, we got so many slavery shows. And something just in me a couple weeks ago was just like, sit down and watch the show. And I'm telling you, blew me away. It's amazing. It has 96% of the popular vote on Rotten Tomatoes, which is basically they do like reviews on shows and stuff. They gave it a 96%. That is really high. So great cast. It's drama full.
Okay.
It's awesome. So those are my recommendations, guys. Check them out.
I have two recommendations, and they're not really new things. Look, I'm a Netflix buddy, okay? I love my Netflix, and I am a vampire by heart. Look, I'm a vampire by heart. So if you guys have Netflix and you know anything about Vampire Diaries, you're going to love the originals. I think the originals also, they are on TV as well. But, see, I only watch them on Netflix. But if you're ever bored or know, oh, Tammy said something about the originals. There it is. Let me watch it. If you were a fan of vampire and bloody stuff and good stories and good old-fashioned love stories, watch it. It's called The Originals, and it's amazing. And like I said, to a lot of people, Vampire Diaries, I think it's been on for what? Years, right?
It's been a
people
while,
know about that. But the originals only right now, I think, is in the third season. And the fourth season is on TV right now. But start from scratch and watch it on Netflix. That's my recommendation. I'm not going to go into details of what it is about. Just know it's about vampires, lots of blood. Now, you can't watch that because it's a lot of blood.
Well, you know, we watched The Walking Dead, so I can handle it.
Exactly. But it is it has a true, deep love stories. And that's all me, you know, poetic. And they talk very poetic. They're very poetic, those old, original vampires. Yes, Klaus, my favorite vampire, the most vicious but most sensible and sensitive and loving soul. Oh, if he has a soul, he's a vampire. But, you know, I'm obsessed with these shows. I watch it every day. Like, it's crazy. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I'm even inspired. Sometimes I'm inspired by when I watch the show to write poems because, you know, my poems are a little bloody sometimes in a good way because, you know, it's all about love with me. But, those would be my recommendations as well. And I don't know if you have anything else, but if we end the show, I would like to end it with a positive quote. So I'm not sure. Do you want to shout out to anybody before we get off?
Before we go, I just want to thank everybody for listening, and I'm really happy to be back. Thank you, partner. And you guys, you know, stay safe. And like I tell you all the time, you know, just keep it positive. Whatever you're doing, keep it positive and don't stop, okay? Thank you, guys.
And I'm going to leave you with a quote, and it's unknown. It doesn't say who wrote the quote. I shared it on my Positive Spiritual Teachers of This World page that you can find on Facebook where I post a lot of positive quotes by teachers, you know, of this world. And this one says, what's broken can be mended. What hurts can be healed. And no matter how dark it gets, the sun is always going to rise again. So remember that. If you're negative, sad, depressed, remember the sun is always going to rise. And so will you. Just keep it positive. Love yourself. And nothing can be broken unless you let it. I love you guys, and we'll be back soon with this and that. Tasha and Tammy, love y'all.
See y'all soon. Bye, y'all.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tammy LC and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Rap dab in the building. Knockout kid on the beat. Check it. Hey. Yo, Tammy LC and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Manhunt. Hey. From the A-State to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And the promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to, your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy LC and Tasha care to share your story. Yeah, they care to share your story. Hey yo, Tammy LC, got a song you gotta hear though. Hey Tasha, please listen to my demo. Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yo, Tammy LC, got a song you gotta hear though. Hey Tasha, please listen to my demo. Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.